down by number 56, Cole Binder, for the Lakers on that one. He's a listed as a linebacker and is a junior for the green and white. Third and two now for the Cardinals. 7:05 left in the fourth.
Well, he'll be your defensive replacement for Ian Snyder.
Third and two. Coming up here for now, for the MLS. And they are going to carry this one to the pitch. Casey Williams, he cuts back on the midfield at the 10-yard line, comes back to the far near sideline, still spinning about four times later, and finally brought down at the 5-yard line. Heck of a run from Casey Williams. Gets all the way down to the 5 from the 21. As a 16-yard gain, and we have a player down for Lakers.
A heck of a run is right. He reverses field two different times, spins out of about four different arm tackles, and making the Laker defense look foolish. Eventually brought down, but not until he gets a first down about the 5-yard line. And Clark, I hate to say it, but I think the player down on the field is their stud freshman, Brennan Wisner.
Can't quite see the numbers yet, but we're trying to do this out of deduction. We do believe it is Brendan Wisner, as the medical staff out checking him out. 6:34 left here in the fourth quarter. 33-point differential right now, as he's now sitting up. That is Brendan Wisner down. As now he's up on his own feet and walking off here. 6:34 left here in the fourth. MLS facing a first down and goal to go from their Lakers 7-yard line. As MLS trying to knock this one more time.
First down, 5 yards to go. Lakers trying to make a goal line stand.
We'd like to welcome all of our listeners from outside of the region, whether it's from Saginaw MLS or anyone coming into the region for the opening day of deer hunting tomorrow. November 15th is tomorrow. Greetings to all of you folks out there. 6:27 left here in the fourth, and number 20 carries it all the way down close to the end zone line, and they say he's going to be short. That is number 20, Jacob Gonzalez. As the officials apparently want to see this one get played out, and that's going to be a 4-yard or whatever gain it is here.
I thought he was in the end zone, too, Clark.
So.
Didn't even think it was close.
I thought his shoulder was across, but little do we know up here with 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. It was a 3-yard gain.
Gonzalez, the only backer in the backfield there. They just a direct handoff right to him, and he pushes, dives forward. Wouldn't be surprised to see Gonzalez get yet another carry here for MLS.
And it's a Lindelof on the trying to come around the left end. And Evan Schempner comes into the backfield and stops him in his tracks, actually for a yard loss. And now MLS facing a third and goal from the 2.
Missed assignment there by the MLS offensive line. Evan Schempner comes free from the linebacker position and takes down quarterback Nathaniel Lindelof in the backfield as he tried his own version of what Dustin, nobody runs better than Dustin Cady, and that's that quarterback design run.
So now a third and two, or third and goal, 2 yards to go to stand at the 2-yard line, receiver wide each way. Lindelof is in the shotgun, man on either side, a little bit of low snap, and he breaks free of two tackles still now, and he gets brought down all the way back at the 7-yard line. That one was broken from the get-go. Keegan Valentine brought him down back at the 7-yard line. So now a fourth down for MLS, and they might be bringing on the kick team here.
I don't see why not. You have a big lead in the playoffs. This is an opportunity, Clark, to prepare yourself for next week. This is something that you that is definitely a good move by them. If you miss it, it doesn't hurt you. If you make it, and you know that's in your, it's in your arsenal if you need it in the future weeks.
This would make it a 36-point differential as they bring out the kick team here for the field goal. The line of scrimmage is at the 7. making this a 24-yard field goal attempt. It is through the uprights, and the field goal is good. It is 44-8. MLS over the Lakers with 4:08 left here in the fourth. And we are going to have a running clock coming up after this ensuing kickoff on the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
A 36-point difference here in this ball game in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes and 8 seconds remaining, as number 17, Gabriel Plancher, kicks this one off, and it comes in at the 15-yard line, brought in by Brennan Wisner across the 20 to the 25 and hits the defender and drags him all the way out to the 30-yard line and out to the 34, but they're going to say forward progress stopped the 30.
Yeah, premature whistle there. If the official's probably wishing he wouldn't have done that, as Brennan Wisner was still going forward when the whistle was blown, but they probably maybe cost him a couple yards, but so either way, 30 at the 32-yard line, they're going to mark him down.
They're going to mark him down at the 32-yard line, first and 10 for the Lakers, right to left across your radio, as Lakers facing a running clock now, 3.5 minutes to play, a 36-point differential. Lakers taking their time. Diaz Reyes checks in for Brady Post. And now we have a timeout called by Lakers with 3:15 left here in the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Lakers facing a first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Power pistol to the right, too wide to the right, as they hand off to Evan Shemka right through the middle. He gets across the 35-yard line out to about the 36, stopped by Bragg Easton, the 6'1" linebacker, after a 4-yard gain. Brings up second and 6 now for the Lakers. 3 minutes remain in the fourth.
Evan Shemka, the senior, gets a chance to check in and carry the football. Nice little gain of 4 yards on first down as Dustin Cady back to that power pistol formation that they like to run so much. Runs right up the middle. It's a 4-yard gain. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in this game.
Second and 6, two wide to the left. Power pistol to the left. Cady with Shemka to his left and Diaz Reyes behind him. Dustin Cady on the keeper across this line of scrimmage and about for 2 more yards out to the 38-yard line. It's going to pick up a 2 yards, set up a 3rd down, 4 to go. First down marker is out at the 42-yard line. And stopped by 54th Keith Brassow, 5'10", 195, defensive lineman. And he's a junior. 2 minutes remain here in the fourth quarter. 44-8, MLS leading. And will advance to the state semifinals. Too wide to the right. Power pistol to the right. It's a handoff right through the middle.
That was a new number on the carry there.
That was a very new number. I'm not quite sure who had that carry.
I want to say it was 57. I think that was Taylor Fall on the carry. It was.
Indeed it is. So Taylor Fall gets some action out there.